This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Habayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. We are learning Simen Kuf Nun Tes in honor of Parshas Bamidbar that has 159 psukim. Sif Yud, Im Hita Chavis Malaya Mayim. If you leaned a barrel full of water, v'halach v'yashavlay, and you left, and it sat there, v'hachavis shefechis mayim kalayim machmas hatayase, and because you tilted it down, the chavis is pouring water, v'natal yad mimenu, osaloy netila. So you tilted a big chavis, and because of that, you tilting, the water is constantly pouring out, and you come back 2.5 hours later, and you wash your hands from it, it works. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sivkatan Samach Imhita Vafilu Hecha Shahamate Chavasoya Adam Acher. Even if Reuven was the one who tilted the Chavas. In other words, Elitzur ben Shadeor, Lamate Reuven, came and tilted the Chavas. And an hour and a half later, Shlumiel ben Sri Shaddai, Lamate Shimon, came and he washed his hands from the Chavas. It works. And even though Elitzur was not mechavein for Shlumiel, that was not his kavana. V'leikiven klal bezel inatila hamachsheras achila. He didn't have in mind at all for a natila that's machsher the achila. Afilu hachi shaper dami. Still, it's good. Kivan de adam hanoitel yadav acher kach kivan l'shem natila. Since the guy who washes his hands afterwards was mechavein l'shem natila. V'chamevoyar l'kaman b'sif yud gimel d'bekavanas noisein oy noitel sagi. All you need is the kavana of one of them. By the way, we're not talking about the inyan of mitzvahs tzrichos kavana here. This is something else. This is the inyan of otherwise, it's misasik. In other words, either the guy who poured the water or the guy being poured on has to be mechavein. So the guy, one guy came along and he kicked the barrel because he was very upset. An hour later, a guy came by and washed the tilas yadayim. It works. Why? Because the guy who's noitel was mechavein l'shem netila. V'halach v'yashavlai. So here's a million-dollar question. How in this world, how could this work? We just said in Siftes that only the Shvicha Rishayna is considered Koyach Gavra. We said at the end of Siftes that if you had a barrel full of water, you could put it on your knees and you could wash your hands. And if it was leaning on the ground and the water was pouring out of it by itself and there was no koyach gavra, it doesn't work. And if there's a spigot and you opened up the spigot, it's koyach gavra, but you have to keep on opening and closing the spigot again and again because only the Mishnah Berurah explained in Samach Dalet, Deloi chashvino mezabah mikoyche ele kiluach rishoin. And here the guy tilted down the barrel, and 2.5 hours later, which is for sure not kiluach rishoin, it's still considered koyach gavra. So why do we say in Siftes only kiluach rishoin is koyach gavra, and here we say everything that comes out is koyach gavra? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vloi dami lamashim avayar besiftes, de koyach gavra nechshav rak hakiluach rishoin levad. It's not similar to what we explained in Siftes, that koyach gavra is only considered what came out first. Umi tamzev, for this reason, tzarach lachzira b'choshvicho shvicho, you have to put the spigot, open it and close it, open it and close it. Why? What's the difference? What's the difference between Siftes, that we say that you have to do a ma'isa on every shvicha, and in Sif Yud, you don't have to do a ma'isa on every shvicha? The answer is, it's a bomb kasha. The answer is, the hasam lo yasa ma'isa b'guf ha'mayim. There you did no act in the actual water. Rak sheheser habarza ha'mayne ha'mayim latzeis. You just removed the stopper. V'lachein loy chashav ba mi koychoi. Therefore, it's not considered coming from your koyach. Rak kiluach rishain hayoytzi miyad kishapasuach. It's only considered koyach rishain what comes immediately. Aval hacha. But over here, sha'asa maisa beguf hamayim. You didn't just remove a stopper. You didn't act with the actual water. You tilted the whole barrel on its side. Shehiniya oisam, you moved it. Omachmas hatayasay nishbachin. And because of your leaning, it poured out. Kozman sheshoivchin mehachavios. Bikiluach, as long as it's pouring out of the barrel in a flow, la'oilam chashev ba mikoychai. That's very interesting, chilak. It's a peladika chilak. Again, get the question clear, very important question. Why in Siftes do we say that when you open the spigot, then only the water that comes out immediately is bami koichai, the water that comes out later is not bami koichai? And here we say, you push a barrel down, an hour later, it's not effective. I'm sorry, an hour later, it is effective. What do you mean? It's not kiluach rishain. And the Mishnah Berurah says it makes a difference if you're removing an impediment. If you're removing an impediment, then only what comes out immediately, as opposed to if you do an act on all of the water. There's a famous case in Gemara and Sanhedrin of Bidka Demaya, where if, let's say, there's a dam and you remove the dam and there's a guy lying there, are you a murderer? And the halach is you are a murderer. Why? Because you're harnessing the water. The water, it's like shooting a gun. So, well, I didn't do it. I just removed the thing in the way of the bullet. I just pushed to the side the thing blocking the bullet. And then, so it's a grumma. It's not a grumma. The bullet is standing right there. When you move away the impediment, you're unleashing it. And wherever it goes, that's considered you. So usually we say, if you make a bidka demaya, you crack the dam, whatever water comes out, that is you. That is koichai, even a mile away. And yet the Mishnah Berurah here is saying, no, not so fast. If you have a barza and you open and close the barza, that's not necessarily called accessing and harnessing the water. It's only what comes out immediately is considered koichai. There's another question, because this is against Siv Zayin. Why is it against Siv Zayin? In Siv Zayin, we said that if you pour water into an irrigation canal, you can't put your hands in it for the water to flow on, because they're not coming mikoyach adam, shekvar pasak koyach hashoifech. But the Mechaber says, v'meisim yadav karoiv l'makam hashvicha, afal pi she'enoi meisim oisa tachas hashvicha, mamish also loy netila. As long as it's karoiv l'makam hashvicha, it's considered mikoichai. But if it's not close, then it's not mikoichai. Why not? You did a meisa to the water. Why, if it's not close, is it any different? So this question is raised by Rav Gifter. The Dersha brings it in 67. That if you pour water in an irrigation canal where you did a maisa on the water, yet if it's not close to the makam hashvicha, it's not considered bami koichai. I'm not sure I hear the question. It's because it's not close to the ma. It's not close. If it's not close, it's not bami koichai. Here it's close. Here we're talking about you push down the barrel and the water is pouring out of the barrel and it is close. So your initial putting down of the barrel is directly responsible for what's coming out. Rav Gifter gives a different answer. Rav Gifter says that in a barrel, you're acting on all the water in the barrel when you put it to the side. Well, maybe this is what he's saying. But when you pour water into a canal, even though you're also poil in all the water, if it's not karoiv, kvar pasa koichai. Yeah. Okay, good. So right now, in your mind, you have to be able to reconcile Zayin, Tes, and Yud. Zayin, Tes, and Yud. In Yud, we say that if you push down a barrel and the water's pouring out for hours and hours, days later, 3 days, 10 days later, you come back 100 years later, it still works. You can wash until you die. Why? You did a maisa to the water, and it's bami kaichai. As opposed to in Sif, Tes, we say, with a spigot, since you're not doing a maisa to the water, it's only the kiluach rishain. Sif Zayin, if you pour water into an irrigation canal, it's only if it's close to where you pour. If it's not close, it's a nifsak koichai. So there's a chiluk between Sif Zayin, Sif Tes, and Sif Yud. Okay? It should be clear. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Samach Zayin, also loy netila. Also loy netila. But with all of this, I am beber alacha shetoyv lachmer zel chachila. Lechachila, you should be machmer. Says the Bir Halacha, also like Natila, HaMechaber Sosam Ezebeli Shem Cholek. The Mechaber gives this Halacha unqualifiedly without any dissenting view. And the Achroinim agree, Magen Avram, El Yerab Ashari Achroinim. But the Gra proves that this is not unanimous. Because if you can't use a monkey in Sif Yud Beis, then how could you use Sif Yud? If a monkey is not Koyach Gavra, is the barrel continuing to pour Koyach Gavra? And if you're Machmer there, you should be Machmer here. Even though you could say, what is the comparison to a Koyf? A Koyf is not a Gavra. So if you're machmir and sif yud beis, then do you have to be machmir and sif yud? In yud, there is koyach gavra. The question is, was it pasak? Mm-hmm. The Gross says, though, the two dinim of sif yud and sif yud beis. Sif yud is a barrel that... the barrel that tilts over, and the case of a monkey, are both Mishnayis in Mesechta Yadayim. And in both cases, it's Machlokes Rabbanan and the Ri. So if you're going to be Machmir by the... if you're going to take on the Chumra Shita by a monkey, why would you not be Machmir by the case of the barrel? But I would say the Mechaber holds that you could drive a truck through the Chiluk. A monkey... especially back in the days, there was a dramatic difference between a human being and a monkey. There, you could tell the difference between a human being and an ape, let's say. There was a time in the history of the world that you could tell the difference. So maybe the Mechaber says there were Machmer because it's not a Gavra. Mashenkin, if you put a barrel on its side, it is Koyach Gavra. So, by the way, the Bir Halacha doesn't say the Mechaber is not correct. It says L'chachilu Shvi Machmer, but that means fundamentally even the Mishnah Berurah concedes there's a difference between Sif Yud and Sif Yud Beis. Yud Beis is a monkey. Yud is still Koyach Gavra. But since the two Machloikesin are learnt, the two cases are learnt together, and it's the same Shittos that are Machmer there, that are Machmer here, the Gra says if you're going to be Machmer there, you should be Machmer here.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.